DW.
Old Hawa Muhammad sits in a small room inside the Women's Safe House built by NGO Plan International in the Gwoza district of Borno State in northeastern Nigeria. A group of women are singing outside the door. For a long time, they were held captive by Boko Haram. Hawa Muhammad is one of them. She is wrapped in a bright yellow robe. She likes to wear colourful, eye-catching clothes, but sometimes she'd rather be invisible, she explains, especially when it starts to get dark outside. Then she sits inside the small room in the safe house where she can lock out the rest of the world.
We used to live here in Gwoza, but then Boko Haram came. We fled and they killed my father. I was kidnapped when I was 13.
It's been 5 years since Hawa Muhammad was taken captive by Boko Haram, the Islamist terrorist group that has already killed some 20,000 people in Borno State alone. Hawa was kidnapped with several friends outside her school in Gwoza. At the time, she was enrolled in fifth grade, which is rare for a girl in the Muslim-majority northeastern Nigeria.
I was sitting outside our house with my mother. Then Boko Haram came. We were taken away and we had nothing to eat for 2 weeks. I was able to escape one time, but I was captured again.
At the time of this interview, one of Boko Haram's bases is located just 4 kilometres away from Gwoza, about 2.5 miles. The insurgents are practically right around the corner. Understandably, Hawa finds it difficult to talk about her experiences, but she is still determined to share her story with the rest of the world.
We had to learn the Quran. Later, I had to give lessons myself. Then they gave me a gun and a belt of explosives. I was supposed to take them with me to the provincial capital, Maiduguri.
But Hawa Muhammad was lucky. Before she was forced to carry out an attack, her captors removed the explosive belt. She still doesn't know why. After 4 years, she took her chance to escape during Ramadan. Again, she was lucky that her mother took her in when she returned home, despite the fact that she now had 2 children as a result of a forced marriage with a Boko Haram commander. Not all of the former hostages are so fortunate.
When I came back, I experienced a lot of rejection. Finally, I had returned from Boko Haram with my children, but only my mother stood by me.
So for many escapees, the Women's Safe House has become their new home. And often, it's the only home they have. DW.